Good afternoon. Please join us in the prayer of St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, the Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and the other evil spirits, who will prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. In light of the recent CDC announcement last week on the people who have been fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus can now go without masks indoors and outdoors. But for your own safety reason, if you would like to continue to wear masks, you are most welcome to do so. However, ushers and Eucharistic ministers will continue to wear masks while distributing communion and ministry. Please keep in mind, there are many people in our parish community that are elderly and dealing with compromised immune systems that are attending the Mass. We need to be concerned for their well-being. We are trying to update our parish records. If you have a new phone number, address, or email, please contact the office and share that information with us. Prayer group will meet on Wednesday, May 26th at 1 p.m. in the church office. Everyone is welcome to join them. Anne Marie King is the winner of the monthly men's club drawing. Congratulations. Parking lot project is completed and looks great. To date, we have received $2,070 from parishioners that will be put toward our total project cost of $12,000. Please consider making a donation. Checks can be made payable to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We will update you weekly of how much we have collected. Noted in the bulletin every week, our monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed baskets at all three entrances and exits of the church for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. The Mass today is for the people. Please welcome Father Sojin.
Our entrance hymn is Come Holy Ghost on this Pentecost Day, number 447.
Oh. come. Let's begin this celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
So, my dear friends, today, as you all know, we are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, the great feast, the birthday of the Church. And today, as we celebrate this beautiful feast, and especially when it is asked the good Lord to give us the gift of Spirit to each one of us, that we all will become or recognize the Spirit, the gift that are given to each one of us, and always, you know, be able to love Him, always be able to share with Him all that God has given to each one of us. For the times we have failed to acknowledge God's love in our own life, let us ask God's pardon and forgiveness. All together say, I confess to Almighty God and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my fault. Therefore, I ask you, Mary, your Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to Lord our God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace, that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Read from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the district of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
The response of today's psalm, "Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth."
Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At this time, remaining seated, let us sing together the Pentecost sequence, number 193 in your 2021 Missal text, as you find it in the pews there. It's sung to the tune of Beethoven's 9th Symphony, 4th movement. Thank you.
day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Back in my first assignment in the parish here in Newport City, there was a young man who used to be in the helping in the church, and you know, like he used to be the part of the maintenance team and all that. He was a young man and a very nice guy, you know, and he would come to the church and you'd involve with them there. And, so we used to talk. And after some time, you know, when I left that parish, maybe after a few years, all of a sudden I heard that, you know, he wanted to become a priest. And he joined in the seminary. And by that time I was already in St. Petersburg, and he was, you know, there in that area. And then I called him, and you know, he talked to me, and he called me, and then he said, "Hey, I decided to go to the seminary and all that." And he said, "Hey, great, wonderful. And, you know, like, yes, come over. Then we'll go and have a nice dinner." So we both went for dinner together. We had a nice time. And so he went to the seminary, and, you know, he said, "Father, pray for me and all that." I said, "Sure, you know, so we'll be praying for you." And we told all our friends and all that. And then after maybe 2 years, you know, he said, you know, like, no, he cannot continue with that, and you know, so he came back from the seminary, you know, he retained, you know, home. And then, you know, maybe after 1 or 2 years, he got a job there in the same school. We had a school there, and he became a teacher there, you know, and everything was nice and great, and he was doing very good there. And then he was, you know, trying to get married, we found a girl, and all our dating, and then he was, you know, settle his life. And then one day I called him, you know, like when I heard about, you know, this man's young man, you know, like he came back to the seminary, and you know, he joined, and he's a teacher now, he's doing great there in the school. So I told him, okay, I talked to him and I said, "Hey, you know, I heard so these good things about you is, you know, see, I told you, you know, like God will work and God will show you the way." And and I said, "Hey, you are really gifted." And somehow it came from my mind, you know, I didn't even think about that. I said, "Yeah, you are really gifted," I said. And that was really, you know, touched him. That really touched him. And he said, "Father, I did not hear that word maybe for so many years, gifted. Now, when I was a young boy in the fifth grade, I was in the gifted program. No, I was in the gifted program in the school, and then all of a sudden, you know, things happened in my life and, you know, in my family and all that. And all of a sudden, you know, the school called me and my parents, and they said, we cannot continue with the gifted program anymore. We cannot continue with that, you know, that program." And so that is where, you know, he stopped, and he started going to the regular education school and all that. And that's how it all started. So when I said that gifted, and he said, "That is true, that is true. And I think about that now. I am really gifted, and I have a gift, and I have a gift for really teaching, and I realize that. So now I put together everything in my life, and I can focus where I need to go. I have a direction now where I need to go. And so this is my gift," he said. you know, probably today, when we celebrate this most beautiful feast day of the church, Pentecost, you know, that's what we are, we heard from all the readings today. We heard from the first reading today, where all the disciples and all people from all over, different languages, Jews, Gentiles, and you know, all kinds of people gathered there, and you know, like the power of the Holy Spirit came upon all of them. The gift was poured out into them, and all the differences fall apart. And they started recognizing, you know, like the real quality of being the children of God. That is what happened there. They started recognizing themselves, you know, how wonderful it is to be the children of God. And there was no hearts between them. Everything was removed. They were able to understand, they were able to talk, they were able to communicate, you know, and all the hearts were removed, and you know, they were able to experience that love of God all of a sudden. And that is what happened, you know, like think about the gift. You know, we are all given gift, everybody. And in today's gospel, that is what Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. You know, peace be with you and receive the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit that we all have received when we are baptized, when we are born and we are baptized, you know. And that gift is there in each one of us. And maybe today, you know, as we celebrate, and not only today, every day and every time, you know, when we, you know, celebrate this feast of Pentecost, that is what, you know, we need to remember. What are those gifts? What are those gifts that, you know, and it may not be, you know, like so, you know, it may not look so fresh within ourselves now, those gifts that are there. Maybe because of our age, maybe because of our sickness and, you know, like things that is happening in our life. No, it may not look so fresh, those gifts, but we can ask the good Lord to refresh, give us the grace, give us the blessing, and continue to, you know, help us so that we can really focus on those gifts that God has given. Everyone, as we heard in the second reading, we're all given different kinds of gifts, different gifts, you know. It's not the same gift we all receive. And that is the beauty of the church, you know. Everybody has got different gifts God has given to us. Therefore today, as we celebrate this most beautiful feast, you know, let us remember, let us look into the gift that God has given to us. What are those gifts? Many ways God has blessed, so many gifts that God has given to us. And if you don't have a fresh look on those gifts, you know, it is time for us to look, you know, look really deep into that gift that God has given us. And, you know, like, and then refresh it and regenerate it so that, you know, we can just see how God works within us, how, what a wonderful God we have, how we become the quality of real children of God. And that is what we are called to pray, you know, for this day as we celebrate this most beautiful feast. And therefore, let's in a special way ask God's grace that we become aware of the gift that God has given to us and be grateful to God in a special way. And even today also, I just want to ask your special prayers. One of our parishioners, you know, Al Bryant, you know, he's, I mean, you may know, he has completed his transplant, you know, leg transplants, major big surgery. And he was in the RCIA and all that here, you know, maybe 2 years back. And he, what a very nice guy, very nice man. He has got great faith, you know. And so he asked me to tell you all and pray for him in a special way. So in this, during this Mass, you know, in a special way, let us remember him and his family and pray for him.
Visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son.
He ascended into heaven and is at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son and the Lord are glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Prompted and inspired by the Holy Spirit, let us offer our petitions to the Father.
That the Church may be energized by the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Spirit may guide those who are working to protect life at all stages, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who are sick may be comforted by the uniting of their suffering to Christ's redemptive suffering, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our community of faith may be blessed with increasing faith, hope, and love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here celebrating Mass as a parish family, may God continue to allow us to open our hearts and unite together safely. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may soon rest in the eternal peace of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our families. And all those who have asked our prayers. All those who are the hospitals, nursing homes, from our parish, especially I'll pray. Heavenly Father, hear us as we place our prayers before you and answer them according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us sing together now number 189, Holy Spirit.
Graciously lead us into all truth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just our duty and our salvation at all, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion. You bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children by uniting them into your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened all the peoples the knowledge of God and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of one faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people, except in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts, sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith, when we eat this bread
and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis of Pope and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our mothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, his spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may work to be coerced eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant their peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with
your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Thank you.
pray the grace you have given, that the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out upon her may retain all its force, and that the spiritual food may gain her abundance of eternal redemption. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So good to see you again. Thanks for being here. Open up all the pews and all that. Slowly, slowly, we are making the progress, baby steps, you know, and slowly, the coming weeks, you know, we'll do more, you know, things. You know, like maybe the offertory procession and all that. We're going to begin all that in the coming week and days. And all three doors are open now. You can go and come in through any door, okay? You don't have to be limited through that door. You can go and come all these three doors. Okay, make use of that. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth to the Mass.
Amen.
Have a nice weekend. And happy feast of Pentecost to everyone.